Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good morning. Welcome. Thank you for joining me again today. Today is lesson 34. It is February 3rd. We have traveled pretty far already, actually, in establishing a firm foundation for ourselves. There are a few primary pieces to this foundation. And if you've missed out on some of the earlier lessons, you know, go back and look at those. I will endeavor to put all of the workbook lessons and my discussion about those lessons onto a website soon, such that we can, anyone wants to start there can go and begin at any time. And if anything ever happens to Blog Talk Radio, example, we'll have those archived and available for all those who join us in our journey going forward. And I expect other people to join us in our journey going forward. I expect that you, at some point, will feel compelled to share this teaching with others. As the Course in Miracles tells us, the teacher is the learner. So the way that we really begin to get this curriculum ingrained in our everyday thinking and our experience of life is through the process of sharing it with others, sharing what we're gaining. Because when we're sharing it with others, we're really discovering what we've accepted, literally. And we also discovered, at least I'll speak for myself, there's some spots that I feel like from time to time, oh, as I'm explaining this to someone else, I feel like, there was a point of a misunderstanding or misperception or maybe just not enough clarity in my mind, in my understanding of what I'm sharing. And then that prompts me to go back. And invariably, as soon as I pick up this book and the other books that are available now to us about this curriculum, the answer is right there for me to see. And I think that's the way spirit works with us. I know my own experience, certainly, that's been extremely helpful for me. And again, that's one of the reasons that I'm working through these workbook lessons with you. So I really appreciate you being here and following along and keeping up with the momentum that we've established. Now, the last couple of days, I am not the victim of the world I see. I have invented the world I see. And there is another way of looking at the world. It really goes to the heart of what we've been talking about every morning, every day, as we see our workbook lessons. These are the foundational principles, right? And we, back last week, we really got into, you know, talking at some length about that choice that we're making in every moment, that there's another way for us to see the world. And I love the lessons that we've had recently because they really tell us that the inner world and the outer world are one and the same, that we have the opportunity to look at both the inner world and the outer world. And while we see those as different, you know, he's helping us to focus on the two, but he does go so far as to say that they're really the same. What we're experiencing, because we are the cause, so what we're experiencing in the outer world is a reflection of what we believe our thought system to be, that we've accepted our whatever that thought system is, whether it's a thought, and there's two thought systems. There's a thought system of the world, I call the thought system of fear, as the thought system of the world, and the thought system of God, if you will, the reality. You know, when we talk about self-realization, just look at that word realization or realize, R-E-A-L, real is the you know, root word in that expression. So self-realization is beginning to see what is real about us, not what is illusion about us. Again, thank you for joining me today. I really appreciate it. Of course, this is Brother T here with you this morning, and I'm just excited to be in this journey with you. Let's jump into today's lesson. I could see peace instead of this. I could see peace instead of this. The idea for today begins to describe the condition that prevails in the other way of seeing. Peace of mind is clearly an internal matter. It must begin with your own thoughts and then extend outward. It is from your peace of mind that a peaceful perception of the world arises. Three longer practice periods are required for today's exercises. Okay, three longer practice periods today. So have you noticed that as we go forward through the workbook lessons, our commitment to time has been inching up a little bit, if you will. And so today we're going to consider three longer practice periods. One in the morning, one in the evening are advised, and with an additional one to be undertaken at any time in between, which seems most conducive to readiness. All applications should be done with eyes closed. It is your inner world to which the application of today's idea should be made. I could see peace instead of this. Now, some 5 minutes of mind searching are required for each of the longer practice periods. Search your mind for fear thoughts, anxiety-provoking situations, offending personalities or events or anything else about which you're harboring unloving thoughts. Now, note them in all casually. Note them all casually, repeating the idea for today slowly as you watch them arise in the mind, and let each one go to be replaced by the next. If you begin to experience difficulty in thinking of specific subjects, continue to repeat the idea to yourself in an unhurried manner, without applying it to anything in particular. Be sure, however, not to make any specific exclusions. The shorter applications are to be frequent and made whenever you feel your peace of mind is threatened in any way. The purpose is to protect yourself from temptation throughout the day. If a specific form of temptation arises in your awareness, the exercise should take this form. I could see peace in this situation instead of what I see it now. In the inroads on your peace of mind, If the inroads on your peace of mind take the form of more generalized adverse emotions such as depression, anxiety, or worry, use the idea in its original form. I could see peace instead of this. If you find you need more than one application of today's idea to help you change your mind in any specific context, try to take several minutes and devote them to repeating the idea until you feel some sense of relief. It'll help you if you tell yourself specifically, I can replace my feelings of depression, anxiety, or worry, or my thoughts about this situation or this personality or that event, whatever, with peace. I could see peace instead of this. Let's take a good deep breath. Let's pause for just a moment together. Well, this has been a very historic year already, right, in our Western culture. This is February 3rd of 2020. And anyone who looks back on this day and this time, this week, will see that our country, the United States of America, if you will, is, and many other countries too, but our country in particular is struggling at the moment. There seems to be a power struggle with our political parties. So we'll see where that goes. But the outer world that we're experiencing on a macro level, if you will, global level, it is a reflection, if this teaching is true, and I assure you that it is, then if our world, our individual world, if we are creators, born as an extension of the Creator, our source, we could say God. If we are that, the whole teaching, if you will, of Jesus, who, by the way, scribed this, and I know you know that, You've heard that before you got to this lesson. And you understand, of course, that this is his teaching. That his teaching has always been not about what's going on in the world, but that the world, whatever is going on in the world, is just a reflection. His teaching has only and always been about one thing: taking back your power. Realizing that God, as we've seen in our last few lessons, did not create victims. So if we're having an experience of being victimized, it's our creation. Because God didn't create any of that. The whole world as we see it through the eyes of the ego mind is a reflection of the ego mind thought system. And God didn't create that. We did. On a macro level, a race consciousness, if I might use that term, of humans have created the experience that we're experiencing in the world. It's our consciousness that's being reflected, painted over, if you will, or laid over what God has created. Our imagery, our imagination, our amazing power to be cause has created an amazing effect. I mean, and so really, even as however you might define it as good or bad or great or messed up or whatever you might define it as, and we're giving everything all the meaning that it has, right? So it's the same world for everybody, really, literally, but some people are going through their day-to-day blissed out, and other people are going through their day-to-day horrified and maybe even considering that life is living. Yes, every day. There are brothers and sisters in our communities around the world that are at the precipice of taking their life because to them, their perception of the very same thing that we're all seeing on a macro level isn't worth living. Life isn't worth living as we know it here. And that's understandable when we see the insanity that this thought system of fear is on display for us to see. But we have already been introduced to a truth that doesn't change up on you. And that truth, whatever we might say that the social, I'll say it this way, whatever we might hear from a social activist today that says, oh, what we need to focus on is what's going on out here. We need to fix this over here and fix that over there. You know, there needs to be some social responsibility. There needs to be this, needs to be that, whatever. They're looking outward, right? The teaching that Jesus shared with his disciples 10 years ago and us, because we're there, if you're old souls, and I believe you are, if you're studying A Course in Miracles, it's no doubt to me that's true. That teaching was simply to take your power back. That teaching really never had anything to do with social activism. It had nothing to do with what was going on in the world. It was only focused on what's going on within us as individuals. In other words, our belief system. Another way of saying that is, what voice are we listening to? Are we listening to the voice of fear or the voice of love? The Holy Spirit, nothing more than your right mind. And that's the only choice that's ever needed to be made. So as we withdraw our awareness or focus, if you will, from the outer world and we turn within, and today specifically, we're looking for the thoughts that are going on within, because that is the cause of all that's going on in the outer. And even on the inner world, there is another way of seeing this, and that is the choice that we keep speaking of here. That's the choice. It's another way of saying shifting our awareness from the thought system of fear, the voice of the ego mind, the personality self, withholding that, and you've heard me say this, and I'll continue to say it again and again, because it's so important that the one thing that that mind, that voice, that thought system, that stream of thoughts cannot defend itself against is for us to ignore it. It doesn't like that because it really only exists because we're giving it our awareness, we're giving it our attention. But we can, and absolutely, and indeed, we can ignore it. So for three longer practice periods today, hopefully we'll get in 15 minutes or so today of just watching our thoughts going by and beginning to discern, make a choice, or even label, if you will, because we've stepped back at least one level from those thoughts, from that thought system. We're no longer hoodwinked, attached to and locked into that story as our reality. We're stepping back from it. We're actually seeing that stream of thoughts for what it is, just a construct of thoughts that have no power of themselves, no power, unless we give it the energy of our awareness. And it's like bubbles that a child is playing with, one of those little things they dip in the little bottle of soap, you know, and blow the bubbles, and the bubbles just float by. And then eventually they pop. They last hardly any time at all. And that's the same thing that's going on with those thoughts, really. That stream of thoughts of the ego mind, they're just floating by. And only when we give them our awareness, when we get attached to them and start to participate in holding them up by building a story around them and then adding energy to it in the form of worry, you know, anxiety, depression, passion, energy, right? Emotional energy. Today we talked about how the body is like the body of a guitar, and it resonates with thoughts and so forth. If we don't attach to those thoughts, that stream of thoughts that's flowing by, the thought system of the world, thoughts of fear and guilt and all the long list we could create very quickly that we call different levels of definitions of those feelings, those emotions, if we don't give them any of our... If we don't become attached, if we don't connect with them in any meaningful way whatsoever by giving them our energy of our awareness, they pop just like that bubble. And something else will just bubble up to replace that thought. Something else will take its place. And in this practice, we can begin to see a couple of things. We can begin to see how fleeting those thoughts are, like our little soap bubbles, right? And we also can see how temporary they are. They're just there for a moment and then they're gone. So how much of what's going on in your life today has anything to do with what was happening 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago? Well, we don't really know what was going on 1,000 years ago. Well, yeah, we've got some pretty good history. We've got some books. They all didn't get burned up by the crazy mind of the ego self and the powers that be that wanted to limit our realization of truth. We know a little bit about what was going on 2,000 years ago, a little bit about what was going on 1,000 years ago, certainly more about what was going on 500 years ago. And we certainly can know what was going on 100 years ago. Actually seems pretty recent, doesn't it? It does for me. seems pretty recent. It was only 100 years ago that the Wright brothers were just getting that first airplane off the ground. But look at where we are now. I saw a video this week of a 777X, or maybe it was an X-777, maiden flight of a brand new Boeing aircraft. I think it happened just last week or so. Huge. And the ability for this airplane to carry so many people to such great distances, so economically, and at such speeds, it's just unimaginable. And it wasn't imaginable 100 years ago. They had a whole different set of problems. Their problems were really focused on, if we just want to consider the Wright brothers, about how to get that airplane off the ground and how to get it back down on the ground. And could it be sustained by a motor, right, or a prop, or you know, what were the principles of the aerodynamics of the wings? And just a whole bunch of problems, especially when they crashed. Whole struggle with problems. Where are those problems now in our daily lives? They literally do not exist. We've transcended those problems and issues. And you could say, well, hey, Brother T, we solved those problems, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But we didn't solve those problems by being afraid of them. We solved those problems literally by listening to Spirit and allowing ourselves to be inspired to understand more about ourselves and our world. Have you been inspired lately? I'm inspired to understand and know myself. I could see peace instead of this. When I look at the world around us, I could see peace instead of this. And I think that there's a couple of things that I have to participate in order for me to really begin to see peace instead of this world of chaos. And one is to withdraw my attention, just like we talked about doing by watching our thoughts today. Instead of getting hooked into the thought, creating a story that builds a foundation for that to exist in and carry us along in it, we can ignore it. We can do the same thing with the world, the problems of the world, the perceived dramas of the world, the political chaos of the world, the suffering of the world, the expectations of others, of us, what we must or mustn't do, the shoulds and the shouldn'ts. All those things are just constructs of illusion when we begin to realize that that's not our realization today. That's not our real world. And we can choose differently. As our lesson yesterday said, there is another way of looking at the world. And I can see peace instead of this. So instead of going to a horror movie this week or this weekend, or instead of tuning into some show where violence is the prevalent point of the director and the actors are playing out the roles of man against man, woman against woman, man against woman, woman against man, whatever the case may be, it's just us being violent against each other. Instead of adding my energy and awareness and attention to that, I can ignore it. I can withdraw my attention. It's like withholding my vote, as an example. I can say no to whatever I want to in regards to giving whatever I want or whatever is asking for my attention and my awareness. I can choose differently. There is another way of looking at the world. I could see peace instead of chaos. I can see peace. I do have a choice. So I think the first step is to recognize that we have a choice. And that's what I really appreciate about this curriculum. as much or more than anything else that's shared with us, is that at least it begins to waken us up to that one simple principle. I have a choice. I have power. I have the ability to withhold my awareness and attention, my consciousness, from anything I choose. I can withdraw my awareness of something. I can withdraw my attention. I can turn within instead of without. And even when I'm turning within, I can see peace instead of worry. I can see peace instead of depression. I can see peace instead of anxiety. I can see peace instead of guilt. I can see peace instead of shame or anger or hatred. And the list goes on. There is an aspect of me, and we talked about it in our earlier lessons discussion, but I refer to some of the aspects of the ego self. Ones that were really easily recognizable would be the controller and the protector and the skeptic, and we've talked about that. But those are aspects that I have voiced to, and they can be very insistent in expressing themselves because there's a thought that I'm attaching my awareness to. And when that thought comes up, that skeptic, as an example, would spring forth and say, well, I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to know anything about, you know, channeled work. I don't trust channeled work, as an example. What is that? You know, that's just all woo-woo. That's now, you know, I don't believe in any of that. There's no way that, you know, entities beyond the veil would be communicating through any of us now. Yeah, no, really? Only 2,000 years ago, I guess, huh? The Bible was written by people who were inspired by spirit, I thought. And maybe they were special, and we're not. We're just not good enough anymore. Bullshit. Excuse me. Well, whatever. I can apologize for using a word, but those are just words, and words are symbols of symbols. They mean nothing. They mean nothing unless I give them meaning. We can withhold our love, too. We can withhold our love. We can withhold our anger. We can choose, and we are choosing in every moment, every time a thought comes up, to give it our power or to withhold it. And we can choose to hear a different voice, not the voice of fear, but the voice of love. This curriculum, this teaching, our beautiful brother Jesus is showing us the way. And the first step is to recognize you've always had the power to choose differently. You've always had the power to see peace instead of a world of chaos, and you have it now, and now, and now, and now, every moment, in every moment. I love you, brothers and sisters. I sincerely appreciate you joining me today. And we'll be back tomorrow for another episode of this teaching. There is another way. We can make that choice today. Today, we can open our eyes. We can see a new vision. We can see a world that has an opportunity to bless us all. Stay the course. I'll be back.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.